Topic 1. The Eternal Goal of Medical Ethics. The Hippocratic Oath and Nightingale Pledge. Passage Reading. The Twin Cornerstones of Medical Ethics. Hippocrates' Oath and Nightingale Pledge. In medicine and nursing societies, Hippocrates and Florence Nightingale are traditionally revered for their characters and spirit of professionalism. As a doctor, as a nurse, they both held to a rigid, strict, and humble life to the end. Their ethical spirit can be summed up as, be intelligent, insightful, prudent, deliberate, and careful. Their professional spirit is, be kind, compassionate, thoughtful, and dignified, strict, humble, modest, reflective, and critical. Hippocrates, 460 BC to 370 BC, died at about 90, the father of medicine, is recognized as the first person to establish medicine as a profession. A physician in ancient Greece, Hippocrates opened the door to medical treatment. His notable achievements are 1. Patient care and prognosis rather than general diagnosis. 2. Sanitary patient treatment using clean water or wine on wounds. 3. Practical techniques of bandaging and splinting in operations to secure the position of the patient. 4. Deliberate note-taking and precise data recording, that is, documentation based on keen observation and follow-up reflection on the administered treatments. Moreover, he never forgot to keep his fingernails to a precise length. He also conducted clinical observations with each patient's family history and living environment in mind. More than 2,000 years later, Florence Nightingale, May 12, 1820 to August 13, 1910, the mother of nursing, was born. She contributed to promoting and systematizing nursing professionalism. This British lady made enormous efforts in her later life to set up practical guidelines, approaches, and strategies for modern nursing. Like Hippocrates, Nightingale never forgot sanitation and cleanliness as a vital prerequisite for good clinical conduct and medical environment. She was also similar in character and disposition. Being constantly strict on herself, Nightingale devoted herself to curing patients' injuries, diseases, and minds with professionalism and altruism. Her ethical motives, thinking about what is right, correct, wrong, or unacceptable in view of humanism and justice, worked as driving forces in fortifying her mission and resolution for nursing. Despite limited medical technology and nursing practice in those days, these two trailblazers of professional medicine and nursing aggressively studied and applied scientific methods and humanistic practices until death. They valued ethics and virtues all the time and left their will before death, wishing for a brilliant, eternal human society through proper medical conduct and nursing care. Reading student writing and providing responses. We have been considering the two Bibles of medical ethics, the Hippocratic Oath and the Nightingale Pledge, from the viewpoint of medical ethics. These two cornerstones of the medical field were written long ago, but are still applicable today, for a brilliant, eternal human society through proper medical conduct and nursing care. Hippocrates documented, compiled, and meticulously categorized various clinical records, using terms such as acute, epidemic, chronic, and endemic, crisis, paroxysm, relapse, and exacerbation. Such detailed descriptions are collected in his masterpiece, The Hippocratic Corpus, a full-fledged text manual designed for medical practitioners. One of the most noteworthy passages in this corpus is the Hippocratic Oath. While reading the Hippocratic Oath, sentence by sentence, I was attracted to the following statements. Into whatever houses I enter, I will go into them for the benefit of the sick, and will abstain from every voluntary act of mischief and corruption of females or males, of free men and slaves. Whatever, in connection with my professional practice, or not in connection with it, I see or hear in the life of men, which ought not to be spoken of abroad, I will not divulge, as reckoning that all such should be kept secret. The Hippocratic Oath taught me the importance of human dignity, that is, irrespective of gender, social, or economic status, looking at the person and curing the illness is the first and foremost duty of a doctor. This idea is very important as long as I work as a doctor and a medical professional after college graduation.
As a prospective nurse, I carefully read the Nightingale Pledge in search of her strong will and aspirations. In this pledge, several messages motivated me to become a nurse with professionalism. They are deeply linked with medical ethics. I will do all in my power to maintain and elevate the standard of my profession and will hold in confidence all personal matters committed to my keeping and all family affairs coming to my knowledge in the practice of my calling. With loyalty will I aid the physician in his work, and as a missioner of health, I will dedicate myself to devoted service for human welfare. Both Hippocrates and Nightingale swore to God at first, reminding us of their belief that there must be a greater existence beyond human society, human beings, and human power. Their pure, humble, and solemn attitude is crucial in both medical and nursing professions.